This is Ed Mazur, chairman of the City Club of Chicago. Our speaker today was Jamie Ree, who is the chief procurement officer for the City of Chicago and heads up the Department of Procurement Services. She has been described by Mayor Emanuel as a person who runs a very tight ship. Jamie Ree began by saying, "Procurement isn't very glitzy. The office used to give Chicago a black eye. Now it is recognized as the gold standard for procurement offices all across the United States." The goal of her office is to focus more on MBE, WBE, vets, and other organizations, DBEs, disabled people, in getting them involved in city government and getting the best deal for the citizens of the city of Chicago. Within a couple of years, she predicts, the office will move to e-procurement. In other words, it will become all electronic. Procurement Chief Jamie Ree has served two mayors, and that is not an easy task. She served both Richard Michael Daley and now Mayor Rahm Emanuel, who recently appointed her to a third four-year term. All told, she has more than 22 years in city government. When asked what her greatest achievement was, she said, "Procuring a husband, Michael Carlson." She fashions her management approach after former Governor Ann Richards of Texas, where she says, "Life does not have to be fair, but government does." The procurement department serves both internal and external customers, and last year awarded more than 25,000 contracts and amendments. Last year, they offered 120 workshops and material for procuring and bidding on contracts is available electronically as well as in person. The goal, she said, is to ensure due process and equality, and that's something that has not happened historically in Chicago. They're very focused on supporting local businesses and businesses that support city residents. She hopes to grow the vendor pool well beyond the areas that it is now, and they're focusing in currently on business enterprises with people with disabilities and veterans. She says that a diverse business community is essential to keeping and making Chicago a world-class city. Governing the State and Localities magazine recently said, "While it is still too early to tell, there is a great deal to be learned from the efforts Chicago has made in procurement."
Ladies and gentlemen, Mayor Rahm Emanuel. Mayor,
thank you, Jay. Since I won't see a number of you before the weekend, I want to wish everybody a happy Father's Day. Very important holiday in my view. I'm also glad that all the other members of the administration are here. I do want to also, and members of the City Council, I also want to say that Andy Zopp is here, Deputy Mayor. And Andy was, if you hadn't seen it, just last week we made a major announcement on our Neighborhood Opportunity Fund, which Andy was a significant player in helping both develop and then implement, which is, as we have development downtown, it goes, then we make direct, in which we did last week, $3.4 million, $3.2 million to businesses that make up the retail economy in our neighborhoods. And the bulk of the money that we announced, the first kind of slug of it, came from when McDonald's moved their headquarters down to the city of Chicago. And when they moved, it created the resources, $3.2 million, $3.4 million, for restaurants, grocery stores, tech companies, all that are in our neighborhood, and the ability to either expand or take on, I wouldn't say a franchise, but get another store, another operation going. And Andy Zopp was a key person in making the Neighborhood Opportunity Fund happen. It's my honor to introduce Jamie and procurement and what she's done at the procurement office. Now, the truth is, this is not glitzy. The only time you ever think about it is when there's a problem. That's when anybody ever pays attention to it. Jamie inherited an office that used to give the city a black eye, and now it's getting recognized as the best in class across the country, and I want to thank Jamie for that. It The department that she runs was a real problem for the city. And she has systematically cleaned it up to the point that Governance Magazine acknowledged what the City of Chicago's procurement office is now the new gold standard of what you need to do. And the truth is, what I also love personally about Jamie is I give her assignments, and I forgot that I gave her an assignment. She reminds me that she's executing and completed exactly what I've said. I said, I knew that. I was just testing you. But she has also done it in a way that advanced not just, I think, one set of goals. And by being more efficient, more effective, more transparent, she's finding the nickels and dimes and the quarters, all that exist in the couch, and picking up more resources so we can do what we need to do by expanding after school, summer jobs, and all the things that we also want to invest in. But she's also done it in a way not just achieving that goal, but including more MBE, WBE, and veterans organizations, so she's also advancing our values of inclusion by making the Office of Procurement all that much more transparent, effective, and efficient. She'll go through length and detail, but we're also going to be making... Now, this task I asked her to do, I actually do remember saying that. She jokes that I said I meant 2017 when I said 2018. She's laughing too hard. And she took the 2018 goal and used it. But it's to move the entire office towards e-procurement. So we'll get rid of all the envelopes, get rid of all the paper, all the postage, and make the entire procurement office, the bidding and the execution and the billing, all through e-procurement, and take it, the procurement office of the City of Chicago that now is a new gold standard, and make it all electronic and all that much more transparent. Let me also say that she's a tireless worker. She's been committed from different titles and positions she's had wherever she's gone in the City of Chicago. She has cleaned up that office, set a new standard of work ethic, and made the city, in my view, whether it's at aviation, procurement, or as Deputy Chief of Staff, she has risen, and risen not only in title and in responsibilities, but in the way she's conducted herself and set a sense, in my view, which is also important, of public service and the honor that comes with it. And we as a city are so lucky to have Jamie in her leadership. I want to ask her to please come up. And the other thing is, there's never a thing you ask her to do at any time of day that she doesn't get it done. And please give her a warm welcome.
Thank you so much, Mayor Emanuel, for that very kind and very warm introduction. Your commitment, honestly, to the city and leading by example is what makes my job easier. Say easy, but easier. Good afternoon, everyone. It is such a privilege to be here with you today. And I'd like to say thank you to Tweed Thornton and to Jay Doherty for having me. The City Club is such a highly regarded institution, creating a platform for so many voices in Chicago, and I am absolutely humbled to share this stage with those thought leaders and change makers, many of them are whom are here today. In my time with the City of Chicago, I've had the honor to serve two mayors, both of whom have believed that there should be opportunity for all of our residents throughout all of our diverse communities. I am proud to work with Deputy Mayor Zopp and her team in driving economic opportunity and building stronger communities. Throughout my 22 years in city government, I've just about seen it all. And I have a passion for this work because I know that how working with government can change lives and can create a pathway to success for so many. And I'm very excited to continue in my role and was just appointed to a third term, so I thank the mayor for that as well. But with all due respect, my greatest procurement accomplishment to date has little to do with the City of Chicago. My greatest achievement was procuring my best friend and my husband, Michael Carlson. Okay. Oh. Okay, my clicker. All right, bear with me here. Okay, I have always been inspired from a quote from one of the great heroines of the late, great Ann Richards, governor of Texas, who said, "Life does not have to be fair, but government does." And I truly believe in this statement, and I believe that Chicago will reach its full potential when all of its diverse citizens are represented at the business table, when every hardworking individual with the drive to succeed has a path to become an entrepreneur. The work that we do at Procurement Services is fueled by that idea every day, that there are opportunities for everyone, and that the rules are just and clear and fair, and that we are here to level the playing field. I'd like to begin with a little bit about who we are and what we do. As many of you know, we are the contracting authority for the City of Chicago. Integrity, public trust, and the law are our guiding principles. This is our mission, and we incorporate it, as you can see, into our logo so that it serves as a constant reminder about our core values. As a department serving both internal and external clients, we are responsive to many stakeholders. Our elected officials, Alderman King and Alderman Moore, here today, we thank you for your support continually. The city departments that have a need for goods and services to fulfill those missions. The vendor community, both large and small. Our local minority, women, and disadvantaged businesses. Businesses owned by people with disabilities and our veteran-owned businesses. As well as nonprofits, chambers of commerce, and faith-based organizations who tirelessly advocate on behalf of those businesses. As the contracting authority for the City of Chicago, we process over 2,500 contracts and amendments related modifications every year, ranging in size anywhere from $10,000 to $150 million. We like to say that we purchase everything from dog food for the canine units to build runways and everything in between. These activities start with our user departments, the subject matter experts in their fields. Their first step is to define their needs. Proper identification is key, as it decreases the risk of procuring goods and services that do not fully meet their expectations, that have a potential for increased cost, or other possible inefficiencies. The foundation of a good specification is in a well-defined scope begins with planning and research way before pen goes to paper. The focus should be on what is to be achieved rather than a fixed description of how it should be done. We want to encourage competition in the marketplace and motivate suppliers to propose innovative solutions. And this results in out-of-the-box thinking that typifies Chicago's great history. We also expect our city departments to provide in-depth oversight and management of their contracts in order to maximize vendor performance and handle the day-to-day management of the contract once it's been awarded. So where does DPS fit in? Whereas the city departments determine their needs and requirements that are essential to keep city operations at peak performance levels, DPS assists them with articulating those needs to the marketplace and ensuring that there is fair and adequate competition in acquiring these goods and services. Working with the law department, we develop contract terms and conditions and resolve any contract disputes during the department's administration of their contracts. Additionally, our department handles certification and ensures that the commitments made at time of bid are honored. We do this with a dedicated team of field analysts monitoring construction sites. And in last year alone, we conducted over 350 announced and unannounced site visits. The same principle applies to public procurement that applies to participation in government generally, and that is due process and equal opportunity. We want to make sure that the process is fair and ensure that the vendors who are working on city projects reflect all of our diverse communities. We believe that everyone should have a chance to participate in the business of the government, whether that's bidding on a contract or serving as a supplier or a subcontractor, being a certified vendor, or even having ideas on how we can do business better. From day one in his administration, Mayor Emanuel has built on this strong foundation of inclusiveness and opportunity. In fact, in 2016, DPS introduced a record number of ordinances and programs designed to advance these goals. These initiatives are designed to impact our residents and our businesses at all levels and in all of Chicago's 77 community areas. I'd like to highlight a few of these for you today. We make every effort to address the diversity and highlight local Chicago businesses throughout the supply chain. Recognizing the importance of supporting our local manufacturers, the city rewards contractors for providing goods made or assembled in the city of Chicago. It is applied on a sliding scale and is up to 2%. The more the local goods that are provided, the greater the bid incentive. We also have a bid incentive for city-based businesses. The local bid preference was recently expanded to reward those businesses that employ city residents, especially those from socioeconomically disadvantaged areas of the city, where jobs are needed the most. There are multiple tiers to this incentive. We call it the 246 incentive. Most of you are familiar with the 2% you get if you're headquartered in Chicago and the majority of your workers are in Chicago. But we now offer 4% if the majority of those workers are city residents. And we offer 6% if the majority of those come from socioeconomically disadvantaged areas of the city. These areas are determined by Department of Planning and Development based on census data and include a number of socioeconomic factors, such as median income and unemployment rate. The bid preference reflects a policy that recognizes and rewards local businesses for basing their operations in the city and employing city residents. It supports the local economy by providing jobs and keeps more taxpayers within our city. A neighborhood focus is a key element of the project area subcontractor bid incentive. From Rogers Park to Roseland, wherever a city construction project is taking place, businesses from that community have the opportunity to work on that project. For any city-funded construction project, the city offers a bid preference of up to 2% for prime contractors that are utilizing local area subcontractors. Depending on the scope, a project area is defined for each construction job. It can be one of Chicago's 77 community areas, a combination of community areas, a ward, or even larger sections of the city, such as North, South, Central. We have also developed ways to acknowledge our veteran community for their service. The city has multiple programs to allow veteran-owned businesses to participate at prime or subcontractor levels. First, there is a 5% bid incentive for joint ventures of veteran-owned businesses of any size and small local businesses. The incentive was recently expanded to include small local businesses that are veteran-owned without requiring the need for the joint venture. Secondly, there is a bid incentive of up to 2% for the utilization of veteran-owned subcontractors on construction projects. This expanded eligibility criteria will create opportunities for our veteran-owned businesses to continue to grow. One of the most exciting programs that I think of is the Small Business Initiative. This is where we really wanted to make sure that we were creating a pipeline to allow our small businesses to move into that next phase, whether that be priming or whether that be joint venturing with other small businesses. But we felt it necessary to pull out some of these larger projects. And so to level the playing field, we created the Small Business Initiative, which is a race gender neutral program that is exclusive to small business. Construction opportunities that are valued at $3 million and under are available to bid to only small businesses, and we use the same size standard that it takes to be certified, so the SBA Small Business Administration size standards. But we're always learning. We're always open to feedback. And so when we introduced this, I had folks come to me and say, that's great, but there are very small businesses. What about them? And thus, SBI 2 was born. And so what we did is we took the size standard and we cut it in half. And we said, all right, for projects $2 million and under, we will bid those exclusively to very small businesses so that we are continually creating a pipeline and providing opportunities. Since the inception of the program, 39 projects valued at over $70 million have been awarded to small local businesses. These projects have allowed these businesses to gain experience performing work as prime contractors, which is key to building capacity. We also, though, didn't want to forget our very successful firms that we have and continue to offer opportunities for them to continue to grow. So we reached to the other side of the spectrum, and we created the Medium-Sized Business Initiative, or the MBI. These are projects that are eligible for bid for medium-sized businesses, which is 1.5 times the SBA size standard, and are projects ranging between $3 to $10 million in size. There are currently six of these projects in development right now, which means it's up to $60 million in opportunities for firms that they can continue to grow. We also care about our environment. The City of Chicago is a leader in innovative environmental initiatives, and we are committed to creating a more sustainable future in everything that we do. We also want to encourage you, our vendor community, to do the same. We offer up to a 0.5% bid incentive when at least 50% of a vendor's fleet is alternatively powered, which includes hybrids, powered by hydrogen or electricity, or have high-efficiency engines as established by the EPA. Now I'd like to get to the heart of what we do every day and talk about our primary focus of supporting the small, minority, and women-owned businesses in our city as contractors, primes, and suppliers. It's not enough that the city government is committed to supporting our business diversity. We must also involve the private sector, the nonprofit community, and the entire city of Chicago. Everyone's support and involvement is crucial to our success. To this end, we created the Diversity Credit Program. This program is designed to increase the utilization of certified minority and women-owned businesses on contracts issued in the private sector where there are no goals. So for every $3 that you spend with our certified firms on a private job, we're going to give you a dollar of participation credit towards a future city bid. This encourages some of Chicago's largest contractors to work with minority and women-owned businesses, not only in the public sector, but in the private sector as well, because it makes good business sense and it helps our small firms grow, thus building capacity and diversifying their portfolios. We are also incentivizing businesses to support and learn from each other. We developed and recently expanded the Mentor Protege program, which is designed to assist the minority and women-owned business firms in becoming self-sustaining, competitive, and profitable. The program provides up to 5% participation credit and a 1% bid incentive for prime contractors. Now, this mentoring can happen in a few different ways. One, it can be prime to the minority women-owned business directly, or it could be a subcontractor to a minority women-owned business of any tier. This facilitates the opportunity for a subcontractor to subcontractor mentor agreement and provides additional opportunities for our subs. And they can benefit from that expertise and guidance from more seasoned subcontractors. So speaking of these experienced subcontractors, we wanted to encourage them to grow. Because once they exceed that SBA size standard, they graduate from our program. So in response, we developed what we call the phased graduation approach. This allows businesses to receive subcontracts at partial credit for 3 years, even though they no longer meet the size standard. In the first year of the program, they'll receive 75% credit, second year 50, and the third year 25. Now, this would be a compliance nightmare if that were to change every year. So what this really means is once you're on that contract, you stay at that same rate for the entire duration of the contract. So that first year, whatever contracts that you are entered into, they will remain in effect at that participation rate. As these firms are growing and graduating, there should be a path to foster and develop new firms. So we rely on our assist agencies to help grow this vendor pool and to identify the next generation of businesses to help enter the pipeline. We are committed to ensuring small businesses of every kind are supported and have the opportunity to thrive. The city has recently introduced measures to expand the BEPD program, which encourages the utilization of businesses enterprises owned by people with disabilities. Whereas the current incentive necessitates that vendors utilize a firm now for credit later, the amendment will make the incentive applicable to the current bid. It also doubles the amount of the incentive from 2% to 4%. In addition, service-disabled veterans will also be eligible to be certified under this program. These changes are being proposed to make this positive incentive more attractive for prime contractors and more beneficial for the BEPD community. We also have programs to support all of our city residents, either by requiring or incentivizing city contractors to hire locally. This builds on a movement to encourage access to quality jobs for our residents who are looking to positively contribute to Chicago's economy and provide better lives for their families. The Chicago Residency Ordinance requires that 50% of all the labor hours on any non-federally funded project be performed by city residents. I'm excited to report that on average over the last 3 years, we've maintained 54%. We also require that contracts utilize residents from the surrounding construction project area for 7.5% of those labor hours. That project area is the same project area that I described earlier and is articulated in the bid. Of the 88 active contracts that we have been monitoring since the implementation of this incentive or this requirement, our utilization is trending at 11.5%. In addition to the requirements, we reward the creation of job opportunities. The Equal Employment Opportunity Bid Incentive increases job opportunities for minority and female workers on all city-funded construction projects and boosts hiring from underserved areas. It is designed to create jobs for those who need them most and ensure that the city is spending its funds in a way that strengthens every neighborhood. The expanded incentive has increased the percentage allowed for minority and female journey workers, laborers, and apprentices. But it also incentivizes contractors to employ residents in the neighborhoods that are in the greatest need. Contractors can receive 1.5 hours of credit for each hour worked by employees from Chicago's socioeconomic disadvantaged area. Recognizing that it is critical that businesses have access to a pool of qualified and skilled workers, we have recently expanded eligibility under our apprenticeship ordinance. The expansion includes eligibility for all CPS graduates and in addition to those students enrolled in City College's construction training programs. We are also encouraging through incentive for contractors to sponsor returning citizens into apprenticeship programs. We work very closely with the Department of Family and Support Services to disseminate information about community reentry support centers and the services provided to Chicago's residents, including job programs and skill training in high demand industries. All right, Jay, we're taking it out. There's a quiz now. Is everybody ready? Everybody's okay. Is everybody with me? No, it's a lot of information. All right, we've just spent a good fair amount of time talking about the numerous programs and incentives that the city has put in place for a reason. Because we want to be sure that you guys are informed and that you know about all the possibilities when you're putting your bids together. There used to be a very limited number of bid incentives. And we know, everyone in the industry knew who was taking what bid incentive. This new expanded menu really puts you guys in the driver's seat and allows you, when you're putting your bids together, to pick and choose out of a menu of options. It also requires bidders to sharpen their pencils and be more competitive, which benefits Chicago's taxpayers. Many of these programs that I've discussed relate to the utilization and support of our minority and women-owned firms. We truly believe that a diverse business community is essential to a world-class city. We have goals on all of our programs based on studies and mandated by ordinance, and we are proud of the fact that even in challenging economic times, payments to certified firms have exceeded all of our goals. And in fact, in 2016, payments to the MBE and WBE firms were over 40%. The successes that we have seen in our diversity programs would not be possible if our vendor community did not share those values, and so for that we thank you. We consider these goals to be a floor, not a ceiling, and we will continue to strive to do better for the good of all of Chicago. Now I'd like to discuss a little bit about what we're doing to make it easier to do business with us. From day one, Mayor Emanuel has stressed the importance of making our processes more streamlined, standardized, equitable, and transparent. So in January of 2014, DPS initiated a series of meetings inviting all of the city's sister agencies, the county, the state, federal agencies to join with us and with our nonprofit assist agencies. These meetings grew into what we call the Government Procurement Compliance Forum. The objective of this group is to research and review best practices and recommend solutions to remedy challenges faced by all governmental entities. To further enhance the mayor's collaborative vision, an extension of the GPC forum was established in May of 2015, the Procurement Reform Task Force. Co-chaired by Inspector General Joe Ferguson and myself, it has the goal of promoting greater levels of uniformity across the city government and its sister agencies, including the CHA, City Colleges, CPS, PBC, CTA, and the Park District. The PRTF has made 31 recommendations, which will increase transparency for the public, reduce administrative burden, and increase competition, thereby lowering barriers for entry for small local businesses and save taxpayer money. The recommendations have a broad reach, addressing critical issues such as the development of common processes and systems, information sharing, and training. Procurement reform is a growing trend, and the City of Chicago is maintaining a leadership role in keeping this at the forefront of public sector. The work of the PRTF, as the mayor said, was recognized nationally by Governing Magazine last year. And what they said was, it's still too early to tell, this was last year, but there's a great deal to be learned by the efforts being made in Chicago. Earlier this month, the city's inspector general issued an audit on the PRTF and also acknowledged the significant progress that has been made. I believe 11 of the 31 recommendations have been implemented. In the same spirit of promoting and making it easier to do business, promoting transparency and making it easier to do business with us, we post the equivalent of, and I know that you're not going to believe this, thousands and thousands of pages of information on our website weekly. We even live stream bid openings on YouTube to provide a real-time experience for bid openings and save vendors that trip downtown or allow them to participate when in the past they might not have been able. But behind the scenes, and we admit it, there is a highly paper-intensive process that we are working to modernize. In order to change the focus of city procurement from moving paper to cost savings, negotiation, and supplier management, the city has implemented an e-procurement system. This initiative is going to streamline and procurement from top to bottom, and it's going to allow us to remotely collaborate with all of our city departments to create digital solicitations and contracts and greatly reduce our cycle times. But most importantly, it will allow vendors to bid, the city to evaluate, and award contracts completely online. To be sure that the vendor community is ready and has the tools that it needs, we've created a dedicated microsite with tutorials and frequently asked questions and other resources, and we've trained hundreds with in-person and online workshops. We've rolled out and awarded pilot solicitations, ensuring that all the processes are operating smoothly, and to prepare us for the home stretch of this groundbreaking initiative. So I am pleased to make City Club news here today, Jay. We have selected a candidate for our first RFP, which will be issued shortly. It is an audit program for the Department of Finance and will touch virtually every city department. We are thrilled to usher in this new era of procurement, and we know that it'll benefit vendors and potential vendors with the tools that it will make it easier to do business with the city. Things are always changing and improving, so communication and outreach is key to keeping stakeholders like you informed. There is an awesome team supporting all of these accomplishments, and they are hard at work over at 121 North LaSalle, 8th floor, right now. And many of them are also out in the neighborhoods, disseminating information on what you've heard today, plus much, much more. In fact, last year, DPS hosted or participated in nearly 120 events or workshops in the communities to provide businesses with information on city's procurement processes. We've expanded our workshop roster to 19 different free-of-charge classes. You can participate with those in person by coming downtown, or you can watch them live on YouTube. And in case you haven't heard, we are on social media. You can follow us on Facebook or Twitter, at Chicago DPS. At your table, we put a business card. It should have been on your seat when you got in. It has a QR code on there. So instead of having to go back and research or write all this stuff down that we've talked about, you can actually scan that QR code. I call it a quasar code. I'm old. The QR code, and it will take you directly to the city's website, procurement's website, where you'll find all of the information that we discussed today. It'll take you directly there for all the rules and regulations. Above all, we remain committed to being competitive, fair, and transparent procurement for the city of Chicago. And there really is no better time than now for the residents of Chicago to grow their businesses and build a better future. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jamie. That was wonderful. Is the test that we have to take before we can leave this room multiple choice or essay?
Essay.
Okay. Anybody has any questions? Just hold up your blue slip. Oh, yeah, come back here. You're not getting away that easy. Come on.
I got to get out of here.
Can't get away that easy.
You got to give us a few more minutes.
Okay.
So, if there are any questions, would you please hold up your card? And members of our staff will come around and pick them up. Okay, I have a question here. This is from Tom McElroy here with Level 1. Congratulations. This is setting you up, you know that.
I know it.
To the greatest procurement officer the city has ever seen.
And now.
Tom made me take an oath that I would read the question exactly as he wrote it. That's why. Can you please talk about your plan to foster minority participation in the O'Hare 21 project?
Sure, thank you. So every contract, big or small, again, 10,000 to 150 million, we look at as an opportunity. I have, the minute that Commissioner Evans walked in the door, we met with her, and we found a very welcoming partner in that she was excited to employ a lot of these incentives and resources that you see. We know that these are going to be big contracts that are going to last for a long time. We want to make sure that we're maximizing all the city benefits that we can. So to that end, and I think she's talked about this in the past, we will be issuing a series of target market construction or CM contracts for the first time ever. Those will be coming out shortly. But I think that, you know, having a partner like Commissioner Evans that will recognize the importance of that and realizes that that is part of Chicago, it makes my job easier. So there is absolutely, in everything we do, that is a central theme in all of our procurements.
Okay, thank you. One of the points you mentioned about becoming so e-operating.
Mm-hmm.
What will this do to the number of people who work in procurement?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that, you know, this will evolve over time as we get fully operational. And unfortunately, I mean, we're a pretty lean operation as it is. And I think that it'll allow us to continue to focus on some other new initiatives that maybe we don't have time to right now because all of our attention is focused on getting contracts out the door and pushing that paper. And, oh, by the way, at the same time, we need to get this new system implemented, all at the same time of coming up with new ideas. So this is going to be continual. And so I don't see that there's going to be a great reduction. What I see is that we will divert their attention to other matters.
Great. And you mentioned that you've just been appointed by Mayor Emanuel to a third term. How long is this term? I think people might want to know about this.
The term is actually 4 years. So I have served 8 years, currently a CPO, and we'll go to committee next. I believe it's 27th is the committee where I will be presented for consideration by the City Council.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions? Because I could keep going. I'm on a roll.
No.
You know, ex professors. They've been having some dessert. I do have one question. Sitting at our table up here, Jamie, is Shannon Andrews, who's your counterpart with county government. I'm always interested in intergovernmental operations. How do you interact with other procurement officers?
Great. Well, Shannon, and obviously, she's a coworker, my counterpart, but she's also a very dear, dear, dear friend. She shares in our vision, and actually, you know, she used to work over at the city. They stole her over at the county. But we'll forgive them for that. Because actually what it did is the minute that Mayor Emanuel and President Preckwinkle, at their first meeting, they said, you know what, we can throw a rock and hit each other, but yet we don't communicate. And so one of the first things when Shannon got in was she helped to create this procurement reform task force and the GPC forum, and her staff and Shannon, they contribute every month. And we have really looked to see where we can do some joint procurements or where it makes sense. I'm on the phone with her about 3 times a day saying, what do you do, or how do you do it, or how should we do it, or let's think about this. So having that person to collaborate with is critical. And I know no greater advocate than Shannon also of being committed to the diversity and making sure that we are providing and continue to provide opportunities and that pipeline for these businesses to grow. So thank you.